You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Okay. Number 18, congratulate people in your company that have gotten a cool but realistic result without naming company or product. This is such a fantastic post. It's such a good post. So if you learn of your friend Stacy that lost 10 pounds this month, you know, say, you know what, I'm so proud of my girl Stacy. She started her program a month ago, lost 10 pounds, and you know, these were stubborn, but she got them off. I'm so proud of you. And you don't say product name, you don't say company name. Boy, is that raising curiosity. Boy, is that, you know, like people that want to lose 10 pounds, like, what is it? Right? They want to know. You're raising curiosity. And it's the same thing, you know, earlier I said about the hair and going to the high school reunion and people comment on the hair, right? Or, my girl Tiffany just started our program a couple weeks ago. And let me tell you, she ran into her ex-boyfriend at the mall and his jaw hit the floor. It was hilarious. Who out there is not going to ask what program? What are you talking about? Right? And guys, this is so much less. If you want to be effective on social media, it's so much less about technology and it's so much more about psychology. Understand psychology. What makes you curious? Social media is just an extension of psychology. It's just a tool that you can use. And if you understand psychology, you can use it really well. If you only understand which button to press when, then you're going to be blown out of the water as soon as the buttons change. Understand the psychology of why it works. Okay. Understand that. It'll serve you the rest of your life. Okay. Number 19, before you post anything, ask yourself, will that post attract the person I'm wanting to attract? So when you're wanting to complain about how terrible your day was, guess what? You'll have people attracted to that. They'll chime in. Misery loves company, but probably not people you want on your team. Okay. So just be careful of that. There are definitely times where I've broken this rule, not very often, but you know, there's been times when something very bumming happened to me and I may, you know, go into bum land for, you know, for 5 minutes, but, it's pretty rare. Try to really make that extremely rare if ever. Okay. Number 20, simple question for you that may help you look at things a little differently. Number 20, when evaluating your social media profile, ask yourself, would you follow you? If you just stumbled upon your profile just through the cyberspace and you're like, oh, here's this profile, evaluating it, would you follow you? Would you say, man, this person's amazing. This is awesome. Wow, I'm so glad I located this individual. Or would you be like, oh, geez, man, sell me something already, right? Would you follow you? Very, very simple question. It's a good one, though. Okay. Number 21. This will be a little controversial, but if people see you as special, credible, with an amazing brand, many of them will think that those are requirements they have to have for them to get duplication, for them to be able to do what you are doing. And so there are a lot of distinctions. There are little things that if switched this way, it can position you as special, credible, amazing, awesome, and the person attracted to you thinking that, well, you know, I may buy from them, but I could never live up to them and their, you know, amazing personality and their accolades and all that stuff. There are other ways to do it. So I'll give you an example. So back 2011, probably, we started teaching the concept of ILT, invest, learn, teach. And I believe invest, learn, teach is extremely duplicatable. And here's how I came to that conclusion. So I have a family member, won't mention, you know, who, but I have a family member that is about as far as you can be from an entrepreneur or a positive mindset or a, he's just not, you just would not classify. He's never read any book that I've ever mentioned in my entire life, right? But one day he comes over and we're talking and he says, he goes, you know what? I watched this documentary And did you know? And he starts spewing out these facts at me. He starts saying, did you know that the Earth's crust, I don't remember what he was talking about, but he was like, did you know this? Did you know that? Did you know that? And so that's what kind of made me realize that anyone of any education can learn something and share what they learned. And so if you really mold yourself to genuine ILT, and a lot of times, you know, like if I read a great book, I'm not going to say, hey, here's information I came up with all on my own, right? I don't say that. I say, yeah, I've been reading this good book, and here's some tips from this book. There's been times where, like I've attended events. Like I attended Eric's event. I attended, I did a mastermind with Joe Polish, Russell Brunson, et cetera. And so I just literally bring out my notes. I'm like, hey, I just attended this event. Here's some of my notes. I've never had someone say, hey, come up with your own, dude, right? I've never had that happen. No one's been like, hey, loser, why don't you come up with your own thoughts? No, they were appreciative that I was sharing some of my stuff that I learned. I believe anyone can do that. But it's when you use the word expert, when you position yourself, and health and wellness peeps, you could tweak this a lot. So a lot of times, you know, someone comes into health and wellness and they're a 29-year registered nurse or they're a doctor. Okay. And because of their influence, they can definitely get recruits, right? They can get recruits. But as a 29-year registered nurse or as a doctor, there are going to be people that just don't believe they can do what you do. They just don't believe it. So in that vein, you may want to look at, okay, am I positioning myself in a way where I'm coming across as special, credible, and very different from others? If you are, your duplication may be hurting. And ours may be the only profession that this actually matters. If you're a plumber, impress me. Show me you're the best plumber and you're the highest rated plumber on the planet, right? Tell me that you were called in by the NSA on a major plumbing problem, right? Like, totally cool. Why? Because I'm not trying to be a plumber. I'm not trying to do your job. If you're selling me a car, impress me. Right. Tell me about the cubic inches of the motor or whatever. I don't know cars. Right. But, you know, tell me the space age polymer plastic that's in the triple manifolds. Right. Like, tell me all that stuff. Impress me. Ooh, that's exciting. And how slick the hood is or whatever. Right. Impress me, because I'm not trying to sell cars. Impress me. Be the expert. Be credible. In network marketing, that expertness, that credibility can actually have a percentage of people, I don't think that's arguable, a percentage of people that say, man, you know, that guy's really, really smart, and gosh, I just don't know if I can do what he does. I just don't know if I can follow in her footsteps. I mean, she's 29 years, registered nurse. So I'd be very cautious of that. I'd be very careful around that sort of stuff. And I know for some people that might be a tough one, but it'll help you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.